didn't know it. How do you apply what he did to your life? How do you apply it? How do you get that death, burial, and resurrection applied to your life?
By bearing fruit, kindness.
How do you do that? Does the Bible say you have to repent? Does it say you have to be born again? You don't know, love the gospel because you don't want to talk about it. Out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks, sir. If you wanted to talk about the gospel, you would stand and talk. So the man's downtown in a tourist area. He's walking around with a tourist drink. He says he's got to go, and he says he knows the gospel. And we see this all the time. I talked about it on the video I made. Out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth does speak. People speak of the world. They speak of food and frivolity. They speak of fashion and politics and entertainment and sports and music. What about the gospel of Jesus Christ? Who's speaking the gospel? Who's lifting up Christ? Who's glorifying God? Who's calling out the world? Who's calling out the corrupt churches? That's what we're talking about today. Just being salt and light in this dark world. Reminding people that wrath and judgment is coming. And as you sit idle in your sins, as you sit idle in the world, wrath is coming for you. You need to repent and be transformed. Be made new. Desire the milk of the word. You folks know how to find eternal life? There's a narrow path. You're headed on the broad road to destruction, following the culture, following the churches, following your flesh. You gotta seek the kingdom of God and righteousness. The Bible says, unless your righteousness surpass that of the Pharisees, you have no hope of eternal life. How do you get there? You get there by the shed blood of Christ, and then your life conforming to his image and walking like him in holiness, out of the world, out of every false way, out of the cultural norms, out of feminism, out of pride and vanity, out of entertainment. Jesus said, whatever my Father has not planted is going to be uprooted. He's going to uproot everything that is not of him. And the Bible says, he's coming in 2 Thessalonians 1 in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. So we just come to tell of this loving God who's merciful enough to invite anyone who will repent that they could come and enter the marriage supper of the Lamb. But you have to repent. You have to be willing to lose your life. You got to be willing to seek the kingdom of God. You got to be willing to trade your life of food and frivolity and fun and worldliness to come out from among them, the Bible says. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, 2 Corinthians 6. But if you live like the world, you're unclean before a holy God. To be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God, James 4:4. Ponder that, neighbors. Do not be deceived. The Bible is very clear about what's going to happen in the last days. They won't endure sound doctrine. They're going to live after their flesh. The world's going to become increasingly sinful and worldly and wicked. And then God's revealed wrath is going to come against all children of disobedience. And unless you're a child of God, born of his Spirit, looking for his coming. We talked yesterday about wisdom. Are you seeking wisdom like gold and silver? Are you seeking wisdom to know him in spirit and truth? Are you seeking wisdom to walk in his word and walk in his ways? Go read Proverbs 8. Wisdom was before in the beginning of creation with the Father, with the Spirit. Man lacks wisdom. Man lacks understanding. Man lacks spiritual truth. But outside of the truth of God, there is no hope. No hope for anyone outside of Christ. You must be born again by the Spirit of God. The pastors, the priests, they're lying to you. They're not telling you the truth. You have to turn and seek the kingdom of God. You've got to repent. you've got to be made a new creation. Lest you're a new creation, you have no hope of eternal life to come. It's loving and godly to tell you the truth, neighbor. Turn and seek. Be transformed. Lose this life to follow Jesus Christ. He thought he was going to blast me out with the music. A guy in a pickup truck blasting his music. I just walked ahead of him. It's foolishness what they try to do out here. But yeah, wisdom. It's got to be sought like precious rubies, gold, and silver. But there is no wisdom in the American culture. There's no wisdom in the American church system. There's no spiritual hope outside of clinging to sound doctrine that saves you, 1 Timothy 4:16. So all of these things come together: wisdom, knowledge, truth, discernment, experience. And without these, you have no evidence that you know this glorious Savior. Knowing the Savior means knowing the truth, means living in the truth. Jesus said in John 17, "Thy word is truth, and thy word sanctifies them in the truth." In John 16, we know the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. We know that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by Him. What are you living for, neighbors? What are you spending your life energy on? Are you seeking the kingdom of God? Jesus said, "The kingdom of God has come nigh, and it is within you. It is among you. And one day it's going to come in flaming fire when He comes and separates the sheep from the goats. He's going to come in flaming fire, and He's going to separate all those that don't know the gospel, don't love the gospel, don't obey the gospel. Judgment's coming. Unless you turn and seek the kingdom of God, you have no hope. The love of God compels you. The goodness of God compels you to repentance. But lest you repent and be transformed by the renewing of your mind, you have no hope, neighbor. Repent, metanoia, change your mind, change your ways. Become a child of God by the Spirit of God. Lest you do that, you will suffer the eternal weeping and gnashing of teeth. You see, Jesus died for everyone to have a chance at eternal life. But only a few are going to find it. Only a puny few are going to find eternal life. And so we love our neighbor enough to just remind you to wake up, that your redemption draweth nigh if you're of Christ. But if you're outside of Him, judgment will draw nigh. And He's going to burn up with, like chaff, everyone outside of Him. And that's most everyone. And so it's just loving to tell our neighbors, turn and repent. Stop wasting your life living for your flesh and foolishness and pride, frivolity and fun. Live for the kingdom of God. Jesus didn't die so you could live a fun-filled life. Jesus died to call a peculiar people to Himself. Jesus died to set man apart. Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me." Jesus died to draw people unto His word and His ways. Are you living for the ways of the King of Kings and Christ, the Lord of Lords? Are you living in your flesh? I know all about living in the flesh. I never, outside of the truth of God, knew the truth when I was in the world.
predicador a otro que da, ¿viste? Por lado ya no hay que... Por lado, ¿eh?